It's the Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Sides Wine and Hops Tour. Let's pay a visit to one of the Sunrise Sides premier vintners or breweries today.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail Tour. Today, we're visiting one of the premier brew pubs in Northeast Michigan. We're at Wiltsy's in downtown Escoda, and with me is the owner, Dean Wiltsy. How are you, Dean?
I'm fine. Thank you, Marvin.
And we wanted to take a little time and talk about your pub and how you got started and what it is that makes you special to Northeast Michigan.
Well, Marvin, I'm like a lot of other professional brewers. I cut my teeth as a home brewer, and being an obsessively compulsive person to begin with, I became very passionate about beer and the whole science and art behind brewing and took it to the next level. We became the third licensed brew pub in the state of Michigan, and from there, we always knew that the market in Northeast Michigan, we would never be one of the largest or most prolific brew pub, but we set out to be basically what the whole microbrewery movement is about. We set out to be a brewery that was not afraid to stretch the parameters of what most people at the time had in their minds for how beer should be and how it should taste.
And then from that, you predicated a business on that.
That's right. You know, in the beginning, there was a lot of education required on our part to sell our beer because a lot of folks would come in here and really didn't understand what craft beer was all about. So in order to develop a customer base, we spent a lot of time with those folks explaining the differences between a craft brew and an industrial type beer.
Yes, and there's a huge difference because anybody who's drank any beer can tell you that Wiltsy's is one of the, I would consider, a thicker beer than most of that are out there right now, and it definitely worlds apart from anything that you buy on the shelf at the store.
Yes, and that is the, you know, the essence of it. In a craft beer, you're basically dealing with four ingredients, and we set out to basically make sure our beer was brewed with just strictly the four ingredients, the malted barley, hops, and yeast and water. And there are no adjuncts or, you know, rice or corn type ingredients that a lot of the commercial beers use to lighten the body. So our beers are, if you're not used to craft beer, you would immediately say these beers are a stronger, heavier type beer. And that is by design.
And that's been my experience. I've had your sampler here, and you bring out, what, four or five different ones?
Yes, we have four house beers that we keep on tap all the time. Paul Bunyan Ale, Old DeSable, Hefeweizen, Premium Lager, and a Stout. And then we also have a fifth tap called Rare, and we change that beer each time. And to date, we have brewed about 35 different styles of rares. The international brewing community recognizes about 60 styles of beer, and we've tried to cover the waterfront with that fifth tap.
The first time I tried your sampler, I discovered that when I blended certain beers together, I got a very unique flavor palette that I really favored over just the beers by themselves. I told a girl at the time, so I don't mean to insult your brewmaster by mixing the beers. And she's, oh, no, no, no. She says, people come in here and do that all the time. So it wasn't anything new that I had discovered, but it was something that I found made the beer super palatable for me. And I liked it so much better because the complexity came out. I take that is something that you consider when making your beers.
Yes, that's an important point that you just brought up. You know, blending a lighter lager with a stout, which is known as a black and blonde, or a ale with a stout, which is a black and tan, it definitely gives you a whole different beer experience. But we have said right from the beginning, we're not beer snobs, and we love all types of beer, and we sell Budweiser and Bud Light and many of the bigger beers like that. It's not about, you know, what particular beers we feel a customer should drink. Our thing is enjoy the one you're with.
And I would say that you cannot be a Northeast Michigan resident without coming to Wiltsy's and at least trying the sampler and seeing what they're all like.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's very near and dear to our hearts, obviously. And one of the things that we're very excited about has been the proliferation of good beer. We have worked very closely with other breweries, and the more breweries throughout the state, the better it is for all of us. Craft beer, when I first started in 93, represented about 1.5% to 2% of the entire beer market. And today, it's upwards of 8 or 9%, and that just bodes well for all of us.
and bodes well for Northeast Michigan, and it makes for a new economy, so to speak, in this area.
That is correct. There are many folks out there that will literally plan their vacation, myself being one. If I'm going downstate, and I will look for lodging or wherever near where I can go have some local beers. So in Northeast Michigan, I think, well, there has been many occasions where we've had folks come here and decide to come and explore this region because they were going to add a visit to this brewery. And I am sure everybody benefits when that happens.
Okay, Dean. Well, thank you for your time on today's Wine and Hops Trail tour. And we invite everybody who is in our listening audience to stop by and pay a visit to Wiltsy's in downtown Escoda. And you can find that just by following F41 right up into the heart of town. And you can see for yourself what Wiltsy's beers are all about. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Marvin.
Join us through the month of October for Carroll Broadcasting Sunrise Side Wine and Hops Trail as we follow the official Wine and Hops Trail through Northeast Michigan. To learn more about the trail, just visit sunrisesidewineandhopstrail.com.